Okay, so after three Prakama Brachas, Kriya Shema is done. And if you remember, there's very little about Kriya Shema, frankly, right? But that was Kriya Shema altogether. Now, the fourth parak and the fifth parak are dealing with davening, of tefillah. Which, as I said, is the chiv of tefillah is it's a machlokus if it's a doraisa durabanan. According to Rambam, it's a doraisa to talk to Hashem every day. According to Ramban, not a chiv unless you're acting to in response to some kind of catastrophe, whatever it is. Either way, the three tefillahs that we have in our day, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, are for sure midurabanan. Okay, and there's an interesting discussion in the Gemara that on the one hand they're keneged the what goes on in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Shachris is davening is keneged the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid offering of the morning. Right, and the mincha is keneged the ben arba'im, the tamid in the afternoon, and the mariv is keneged the burning of the fats and the limbs at night. La halacha, it's a big discussion, famous discussion actually, about if davening mariv is a chiv or rishus. It comes out la halacha, it's a rishus, like maker a din. It's not a chiv, it's just a rishus, meaning it's like sort of optional, but. Since Klal Yisrael accepted upon itself, it like has the strength of a chiyuv, like it's a chiyuv, but a chiyuv not mitoras takana of the rabbis, but mitoras a hanhaga of a keeping rishus. There'd be nafkaminas, for example. If you ever noticed, if you forgot to yell of yavo at night, it's not ma'akev, right? Because marav is only rishus, so that's where that comes from. Okay, so. Okay. If you have another time during the day still to say it. Yeah. Okay. There are little other nafkaminas though. As far as I know. Now, fine. So, it says now, we're not discussing that. We're not discussing the chiyuv to say it. We're getting right down to when do you say it. So it says, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Shachrit you have until midday, says the Tanakhama. Chatzos, Lach midday. So when that is, what happened to change every day? It's the same story. The Machlokas Gra and Magen Avraham. Gra says from sunrise to sunset, right? You divide that up into 12 twelfths, and six of them would be half day. And according to Magen Avraham, from Alos dawn until Seis end of the day, and divide that up to 12 hours, 12 equal segments. That's called halachic hours, Shalos Manios. And again, after the sixth one, that's midday. That's when the time to say Shachris ends, because that was the last time which you could bring, according to Tanakhama here. When you could bring the korban tamid shel shachar, the morning daily offering. Reb Yehuda Omer ad arbaos. He says no, you have until 4 hours because that's the base of mikdash. Okay, tefillas hamincha, the afternoon prayer, you have ad ha'erev, you have until evening. The pashas here is until tseis l'kulchavim, because the pashas is that the day doesn't end till tseis. And there's big nafkaminas. I know in Shabbos we're machmir, right? And we always go from shkia ready. But you see here the Rav and Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch all vasken. It's the day ends at seis. So ad ha'erev pashas ad shetechashech till it gets dark. You have until three stars to say mincha. Okay. Now Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says ad plaga mincha. He says till plug is like the middle of mincha. What's it referring to? So basically like this. The latest time that they ever would bring the korban in the afternoon, which is the normal time, was like 9.5 hours into the day. That was like the last time that they'd be bringing the korbanos. So that's like mincha katana in like the last place. Mincha gadola is the earliest time. We didn't mention earliest time. Shachris earliest time is lechalchila from Neitz. That's the right time to say it, from sunrise, and in a present situation, maybe even as early back as Alos from dawn, and Mincha, the earliest time would be from 6.5 hours, meaning 30 minutes after Chatzos. They wanted an extra 30 minutes, so you shouldn't, you know, so you make sure you're on this side of the midday. That's early time, but the latest time, so it's the latest time that Tachlis was brought was 9.5 hours. The earliest time, if it was a Erev Shabbos, was there a Pesach, and it was a crazy day, and then they push it back as early as to the 6.5 hour. But by the 9.5 hour, you're done bringing your carbon. So Rabbi Yehuda says you shouldn't go past plug a mincha halfway between the 9.5 hour, ninth and a half hour, and the 12th hour. Divide that in half. So your math, you figure out, half of between 9.5 and 12 is 10 3/4, right? Right? So I know it's 2.5 hours from 9.5 to 12. So half of 2.5 is 1 1/4. So 1 1/4 hours before the end of the day, i.e. 10 3/4 hours, or 1 1/4 halachic hours before the end, that's called plaga mincha. And after that, it's now like evening, and not no longer right to say mincha. The Gemara brings down la'alacha, and we bring it like this, that you can go with one or the other. If you do like Rabbi Yehuda, and you treat the evening starting at plaga mincha, that's okay, you're yotzi. And if you go not, you're also yotzi. Which is why, for example, on Erev Shabbos, you bring in Shabbos early, you're looking for plaga mincha, you're going like Rabbi Yehuda Shita here. Okay? Tfilas Erev, as far as the Mara prayer goes, Ein la keva, there's no set time, the whole night. It's one single unit, you can have as long as you want. No particular set time. Although, just like Kriya Shema, they didn't like the idea of people delaying, because inevitably people oversleep. Right. But Vishal Musaf, and as far as the Musaf goes, on Shabbos, for example, you have the according to Tanakama Kol Yom, the whole day, because the Korv Musaf can be brought the whole day, extra. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Sheva Shos, he says no, just till the 7th hour, out of 12, because that was talked what happened. And the Gemara says, if you go past the 7th hour, you're Yotzi, but you're a very naughty boy if you do that. So you're supposed to say Musaf before the 7th hour. I don't know if it watched me, but we're probably on time for one more Mishnah. What's time here? Okay, I'm going to tell you, so we're not going to do the next Mishnah, but I'm going to tell you something. No, we'll do it tomorrow, but I'm going to tell you something beautiful in our 2 minutes we have here. So, beautiful thing that they say in the name of the Talmidei HaRama. So you know that I told you that there's the two korbanos are brought. You have the Shachar and the Bein Arba'im. The first, when the Beis Hamikdash operates, you can't do anything until you bring the korban shel Shachar. And once you brought the Bein Arba'im, the second, they're called Tamidin. The two Tamidin, and it's closed for business till tomorrow. So basically, there's as long as you bracket the day properly with those two Tamidin, then everything will be in the middle. It's okay. Every day is different, but that is the fixed thing. So if you look in the Ramah in Or HaChaim, his opening line, I don't know what it is. It says, Shavisi Hashem Negdi Tamid. Right? I put Hashem before me always. And here's a real trivia. And the last line of the Ramah in Or HaChaim says? No. It's in Hilchos Purim. And he says, Lev Tov Mishta Tamid. You have a good heart, it's like a constant party. So they say, the Talmidei Ramah say that he put, see the commonality? He's got the word Tamid in both. The first thing is, Shavisi Hashem Negdi Tamid. And the last thing is, Lev Tov Mishta Tamid. They say, the Ramah's alluding, as long as you're a Jew's day begins and ends with those two kavua things, that you Hashem is always before you and you have a good heart, then the rest of the day will all be good. Isn't that beautiful? And that's back to Or HaChaim. Okay, so that's enough for today. I should